Greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Dean Show. Now just envision this. You're at a movie theater, having a good time, and you're looking forward to the end because there's a villain in this movie, and he's robbed, he's stolen, and he's killed and done all sorts of atrocities. So you're looking forward to the end of the movie for the justice. You're looking forward to this person who's now going to get it at the end. But now let's imagine if the film ended and there was no justice, the villain got away. Now, what are we leading to? We're talking about, imagine in this life, that if those who had committed all sorts of atrocities, murder and pillage and rape, etc., and the list goes on, of evil things, and there was no accountability, they just died. Would that be fair? Would that be right? You wouldn't like it for the movie, but what about in this real life? And that is where the concept of the Day of Judgment comes in, and that's what we're going to be talking about here on the Dean Show, the Day of Judgment. When we come back, don't go anywhere.
This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
Greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. How are you, Shaykh?
Alhamdulillah.
It's good to have you back on the Dean Show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
How's life treating you? How's everything?
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Now, you know how we do it here. Mm-hmm. You know, we get down to it. We really talk about important issues. And I kind of painted a scenario so people can kind of relate to what we're going to be talking about. And I painted a picture of someone at the movie theater, a villain getting away with killing, stealing, robbing, raping, and at the end, we want the plot of the movie now, we want that person to be brought to justice. And if that person wasn't, they'll be throwing tomatoes at the screen, writing bad reviews. But then we equated it to life. What about all those people that have gotten away with murder and mayhem in this life? But in Islam, there's a thing called the Day of Judgment.
Exactly.
So why is it so important for people to understand this concept?
Okay, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Rasulillah. It is very important to believe in life after death. And we may call it Yawm al-Qiyamah, you may call it As-Sa'ah, you may call it Az-Zalzala, you may call it Al-Haqqa. It's many, many names for that day because it's a great day, it's a serious day. And it is part of the main pillars of belief. That if somebody doesn't believe in the Day of Judgment, he could not be a Muslim, even if he pray day and night. Believing in the Day of Resurrection and believing in resurrection after death is very important, like he stated. Very good scenario that you're watching a movie and you see somebody doing all these criminal acts, all bad things, and after this, you get away with it. What's going to be the result? Nobody would like to see, okay? Also, don't forget that some people in this life, they are less fortunate than others. Somebody's rich, somebody poor. Somebody have a fancy house, somebody homeless. So it's going to be anything to make up for the misfortune of those people. So necessity of believing in the Day of Judgment and resurrection after death, it is something very important. It's going to get there is a monitor, like exactly, can you imagine traffic with no police, with no camera, with nothing, and everybody driving in whatever manner that he wish or he want. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Day of Judgment for justice. And for those people who show patience, they did not steal, they did not commit adultery, they did not fornicate, but they try to carry the command of Allah and live a decent life, so He will reward them. Sometimes people do all kind of things, and you can go to a good lawyer, pay him good, And here you are in the street free, nothing happened. But this is different. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His name is Al-Adl. He's the most just one, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to believe in the Day of Judgment. And Day of Judgment is only going to be like a monitor or something always beeping in your heart, in your mind. You're going to die. You're going to be resurrected. You're going to be gathered. You're going to stand before Allah. He's going to question you. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, لَا تَزُولُ قَدَمَا عَبْدٍ حَتَّى يُسْأَلَ عَنْ أَرْبَعَ. No human being will depart from the Day of Judgment unless he be questioned about four things. He will be questioned about his age, his youth, his income, how did he earn this money, how he spent it. And you'll be questioned also about your knowledge. What did you learn and how did you practice? We have to be prepared for the questions. And we have to prepare the proper answer before it's too late. So this life is a field to plant. The hereafter is the time for harvest. There is no harvest here, okay? There is no time here to gather the fruit. This life is to try to put the right seed. Now you get the result in the hereafter. So this is the necessity of believing in the Day of Judgment. It's so serious, it's so great. And you find a lot of surahs, a lot of chapters in the Quran talks about the Day of Judgment. Sometimes you call it al-zalzala. Idha zulzilat al-ardu zilzalaha, when the earth quake has this great shaking. Wa akhrajat al-ardu athqalaha, and everything is there, is out. When Allah say wa shahidun wa mashhud, so is la uqsimu biyawm al-qiyamah, that Allah swear by the Day of Judgment. And al-qari'ah, the striking. So there is a lot in the Quran, especially in the first 12 years of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophethood. This is what he was focusing on, believing oneness of Allah, believing in resurrection after death, believing in the Day of Judgment. So this is something that we need to revive in our life and always to remember every day. And every day Islam teach you to remember the Day of Judgment. A minimum of 17 times. You say in your prayer, Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah is the king, the judge of the Day of Judgment. So we have to keep this always in our life, in our mind. We need to be alert, not once a week, not in Thanksgiving, not in the beginning of the year, but in every day. You have to remember this, the Day of Judgment. And you will say in your prayer, Maliki Yawm al-Din. So remember that there is a Day of Judgment. And this person who stole your money, he'll be brought there. This person who killed your child will be brought there. And this person who gave you a charity and assist you, he will be rewarded there. And everything will be justice and fair, because only one judge, and this Almighty Allah.
We're going to take a break. So that's where the scales of justice will be on the Day of Judgment.
Exactly.
Beautiful. We're going to be right back with more here on The Dean Show.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.
Welcome back to The Dean Show. If you haven't subscribed already, make sure you subscribe. We're here every week with these amazing topics that are so important. Many people are indulging in a lot of the things that just satisfy the body, but the soul is something that goes on to live forever, doesn't it?
Soul.
Now we have our physical body. When we die, do we get resurrected with the same body? Because many people, they feel like we're going to live forever, right? So now when you die, people think that's it. But now we're talking about the Day of Judgment. Mm-hmm. So what happens with
resurrection?
With the resurrection, what happens to the soul now? Mm-hmm. And do we get resurrected with the body and the soul? People are confused over this. Islam has all the answers. Yes. Please explain this to us.
Resurrection. Okay. First, the soul. When we talk about soul, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam been questioned about it. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. They question you, O Muhammad, about the soul. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to answer them by saying, قُلُ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. say to them, the soul is from the matter, the knowledge of Allah. You could not get too much information about it because you could not visualize it. You could not imagine. You could not determine what it is. It's something like understanding, say, the electricity running in the wire. You did not see this electricity. But when you hook a fan or a mic or a camera, now you can see the result. You see the light, okay, because there is electricity. So the soul is something, yes, is real. The departure of the soul from the body, this is what caused the death. So you have a body and you have a soul. When the soul leaves the body, now there is not too much value for this body. Could not talk, could not speak, could not walk, could not do anything, okay? And the soul will go in a certain place for a waiting period. 100 years, million years, Allah knows best, okay? But the departure of the soul from the body, this means death. Now, they will connected again. They will be connected again. That means the soul will come back to the body. And this is what we call it resurrection. And we call it al-ba'ath, ba'd al-maut. Okay, to believe in resurrection after death. And this is something real. Same thing like you see me and I see you. We talking to each other. We can know who's this, who's that, okay? So this soul will come back again to the same body. That means you come back again for to be questioned. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُدًى? Does a human being think they will be left alone? That we created him for vain, for no reason, no purpose? Does man think that he's not going to be questioned? No, Allah will bring you back again to question you about what you did in this life. Okay? If it's good or if it's bad. Okay? Did you believe or disbelieve? To some people, although they claim to be Muslims, they believe in metaphorical, something called metaphorical. You know what I mean?
Metaphorical.
Exactly. That means it's not a real resurrection. As example, say, some people believe that resurrection is the resurrection of the mind, okay? That you move from the state of slavery, as example, for the black people in America, now they are not a slave anymore, even they have a president, a black, okay, or Afro-American, whatever you want to call it, okay? So they see this as a resurrection, and that their status, now they can go to the education, you go to college, you go to school, you can get in offices, you can do that. So this is resurrection to some people. No, we believe in real resurrection. The soul will come back to the body, this body that been already turned to dust, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala capable to bring it back, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the soul come back again, and everybody will be standing there before Allah in that day, the day of judgment. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ حُفَاهُ عُرَاهُ غُرْلَ كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُ. Mankind will be resurrected, okay? Barefooted, naked, uncircumcised. The same way Allah created them the day one, they will be brought again. And Allah is capable to bring them back.
So now, is this something that every messenger that the Creator sent, Allah, did every messenger came with the same warning about the Day of Judgment, preparing for it?
Of course, yes. And this is what we're here to prepare. And we believe in it. And if we stop for 1 second to think that is a metaphorical or is not real, that we're going to lose our goal, our target, and we could not. So what's going to stop me, you understand? My boss, my manager is not here. I can pull, you understand, $100 out of the counter or from the drawer, and he is not there. I can give, you understand, some product from the factory to my cousin. There is many things that we can do it, okay? My wife is not here. My parents is not here. Why I have to pray? But because, you understand, you know that Allah sees you, He hears you, He's going to bring you in the day of judgment. This concept of believing in real resurrection, it has to remain in our mind, in our heart, 24/7. The moment you forget about the day of judgment, this will be the loss and the destruction of mankind. And this is the reason we see all this madness and all these crazy things that happening, that people killing each other, people stabbing each other, people, you understand, taking advantage of each other, because this is a life, okay? This is my life, this is my paradise, this is the first and this is the beginning, this is my end here, so let me do the best that I can, get as much as I can while I'm here. And this is not right.
But the person that believes in the Creator, believes in God Almighty Allah, he knows that he's going to be or she's going to be
exactly.
accountable.
Yes.
So that for keeps you in check.
For everything, even for each word that you utter it, okay? ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. No word that you utter except there is two angels there. They will write it, record it, if it's good or bad. And everything in the day of judgment going to be presented, اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Read your book. Sufficient your book and your writing, you understand, a witness against you.
Yes.
Everybody.
So if we're able with technology, we're going to go to break, but if we are able to put cameras and satellites and we're able to monitor people, God Almighty is
Allah
better
subhanahu
capable.
Wa ta'ala. Everything is being recorded. Everything is written. Everything going to be presented.
We're going to take a break, Sheikh, and we'll be right back to wrap it up here on The Dean Show.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.
You are watching The Dean Show, and we're with Sheikh Muhammad Said Adli, and we're talking about the Day of Judgment. Many people now, they want to know, is this close? Do we got another 100 years, 1,000 years? Does Islam tell us now a particular date? Some people have guessed it. They've tried to guess it, and people have prepared, and they've sold everything off. It didn't come. What does Islam have to say about the day? When is it coming? Are there some signs?
A lot of places in Quran talks about the day of judgment and the hour. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا فِيمَا أَنْتَ مِنْ ذِكْرَاهَا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ مُنْتَهَا إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنْذِرُ مَنْ يَخْشَاهَا. Allah, they question you, Muhammad, about the hour. When? Okay? So say that the knowledge of the hour is belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your job, Muhammad, is to warn the people against it. And this is it. Be careful. Be prepared, okay? But when? Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't know when. But there is many things out of Allah's mercy that he made signs, okay? Giving you signals, okay? Slow down. It's time getting closer. Although to our time is different from the time of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as example, the way how we count is different from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala determines the time. The Prophet said, بُعِثْتُ أَنَا وَالسَّاعَةَ هَاتَيْنِ وَأَشَارَ بِالسَّبَّابَ وَالْوُسْطَى. I've been commissioned or been sent as a messenger and the hour similar to this, that there is not too much time between. There is not too much distance between this and that. So if this is the prophethood of the Prophet, which we're talking about 1400 years ago, okay, and the hour, he said both of them like this, okay? But to us, it's a long time. It's coming. We shouldn't keep ourselves. A man came to the Prophet and said, when is the hour? Say, what did you prepare for it? Don't worry about when. Prepare. Keep busy and stay on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Doesn't matter when. But also out of Allah's mercy that he gave us science so we can know that it's getting closer and closer and closer.
Give us some of those signs, please.
Okay. The scholars, they divide this science to minor and major. And a lot of signs, which is the minor signs, had appeared already, okay? And there is a major signs. Now, and all of them indicates that the day of judgment is getting closer. But the difference, when is the major signs appear, repentance is not accepted anymore. Today, although that some of the signs been the minor signs appear already, but if a person wants to be a Muslim, will be accepted. If a person doing something wrong, he wants to repent, will be accepted. But as example, when one of the major signs is the sun to rise from the west. And now maybe somebody, when he hear us talking about it, say, look, those people, they crazy talking about sun coming from the west. Yeah, because they have to be believer first, okay? All the signs and all the things, Allah has the control over the skies, the moons, everything. He can do whatever. okay? But people, in their calculation, everything, they said, no, this is not okay. So if you don't believe in Allah, believe in the power and the might of Allah, you are not going to accept this. But the Prophet ﷺ told us that the sun in a time will come, instead of coming from the east, rising from the east, will rise from the west. And in the time, no tawbah can be helping the person who won't make tawbah. So if anybody want to repent, anyone to want to be a Muslim, anyone want to get back to Allah, he have to do it now. If we won't talk about minor as example, is a lot, but I don't think we have enough time to talk about all the signs. But one of them as example, which we see it nowadays, he said about antara al-hufal urara'a ash-shaya tatawaluna fil bunyan, that you see among the Arab, okay, those people who used to be barefooted, okay, shepherd, okay, they have lofty and tall buildings. Go to the Gulf, go to Arabia, go to any of these places, okay? You can see, okay, towers, okay? And this is happening.
So the last and final messenger, peace be upon him, he said that in this area among the Bedouin Arabs,
yes,
that you would see them competing in the building of tall buildings?
Yes, and it's happening nowadays. Okay?
We see that, that's definitely.
Yes.
The tallest building now is actually in Dubai, isn't it?
I know the taller clock is in Mecca. talk as example about, he said that Sinfan min ahli nar lam arahuma ba'd. Out of the dwellers of the day of the hellfire, I didn't see them, was not in the Prophet time, but said they would happen closer to the day of judgment. He said, people who have whips, you understand, beating the people with it. And said women are dressed, but they are naked. And we see among the Muslims, not forget about the kuffar, among the Muslims see a woman with a scarf and pants, but you can see all her shape. Okay? So she dressed but naked. You see? She's not covering herself properly. We see it. He said, عَلَى رُؤُسُهِنَّ كَأَسْنِمَةِ الْبُخْتِ الْمَائِلَاتِ. Over their head, like the hump of the camel. They have this style of the hair, put it all the way up. So there is a lot, there is signs, many signs already exist, but most of them are minor. And the major signs, one of the main things that you have to know about personality, the Mahdi, okay, to appear, which he doesn't know he's going to be the Mahdi. He's a person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide him overnight. And he's a person, you understand, will come and bring justice in the earth after became injustice and corrupted, okay? Allah will make him good person overnight. And he will fill the earth with justice, okay? So this is one of the appearance. Also, the coming of Isa, son of Mary, Jesus, peace be upon him. This is one of the major signs of the day of judgment. And Ad-Dajjal, the Antichrist, okay, will come, all right? All these things from the major signs of the day of judgment.
Tell us before we go and conclude, what can a person do to be prepared for when that moment comes that now death has approached and now the soul leaves the body and now you are resurrected and it's the day of judgment? What advice do you have for the person who's out there that they
keep your conscious, sharp? Always keep this day of judgment in your mind. When you do anything to anybody, okay, when you're dealing with the people, when you're buying, when you're selling, when you do anything, remember, okay, that everything going to be presented. It's time for us to come back to Allah, to be a better Muslim, take care of our responsibility as a father, as a mother, as a principal in the school, as an imam in the mosque. Let's try, you understand, to sharpen our conscience before it's too late. Try to get back to our deen, be more serious, and try to be a better Muslim than yesterday. Always try to make your day better than yesterday if you're really serious about your deen.
And this is something that all the messengers of God, including Jesus, Moses, Abraham, and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, they all gave that same advice, didn't they?
Yes. They teach about the day of judgment and believing in the day of judgment. And we all believe in it and we have to prepare for it as much as we can with good deed.
We're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us again.
We did not even start to scratch the surface of the subject.
May God Almighty, Allah, the Creator, reward you. Ameen.
Thank you. Thank you for...
Thank you. Assalamu
alaikum.
So what have we gained from this episode of The Deen Show? That the Day of Judgment, it makes sense. Accountability. That those who have transgressed all the limits, who have robbed, who have killed, who have gotten away with murder, those people will be held accountable on the Day of Judgment. And we also concluded that none of the messengers, all the messengers, they brought pure monotheism. They called the people to worship the Creator, not the creation. They gave the good news of paradise if you obey God. And the warning about the Day of Judgment and the consequences if you live a treacherous life. And none of them knew when it was. So somebody claiming to know when exactly it is, and one story that's linked back to Jesus, when he was even asked, when is this day? He said, nobody knows, neither me nor the angels, but the Creator alone. So this proved that he didn't know, and this also proved that he wasn't God. But he was sent by God, calling the people to worship God and warning them about the Day of Judgment. And then he also talked about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who came with the same message and also warned people about the Day of Judgment. So be prepared for it by doing good deeds, by worshiping your Creator alone without any associates or partners, and living a good, wholesome, righteous life. And that's how you could be successful and at peace in this life and paradise in the next. Subscribe if you haven't already to The Deen Show. Follow us, like us, keep up with us on our social media outlets, and we look forward to having you back with us again, God willing, next time. Until then, peace be with you.
Please subscribe to The Deen Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Deen Show by making a donation in the link below.